the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran. Topping our report this hour, a partnership that proposed an offshore wind farm in New Jersey last year but was not selected by state utility regulators to move forward is trying again. Community Offshore Wind submitted a bid early Wednesday to build a wind farm off the state's southern coast. It would generate enough electricity to power 500,000 homes. Its project would be located 37 miles off Barnegat Light on LBI. The companies involved did not say how many wind turbines would be included. Governor Murphy is announcing new incentives for electric vehicles.
The program promotes clean vehicle adoption by incentivizing the purchase of EVs and EV chargers. As of Wednesday, all eligible vehicles with a sticker price of $55,000 can receive a $2,000 base incentive. Residents can take advantage of this incentive directly at the car dealership or the showroom and apply it instantly to their purchase or their lease. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An Atlantic City house fire that spread to two adjacent buildings on Thursday morning displaced over six dozen residents. City spokesman Andrew Kramer says firefighters responding to the fire on South Georgia Avenue went right to work rescuing people from the four-story apartment house as the flames spread. Kramer says five residents and four firefighters were treated for injuries. Atlantic City Fire Chief Scott Evans says a man had to jump from the fourth floor of one of the homes. Patients visiting St. James Health in Newark can now go to the doctor, have their prescription filled, speak to a dietitian, and shop for healthy food all in one place. Ballprate Gray Wall Verk, Senior VP of Community Health at RWJ Barnabas, says transportation has always been an issue in Newark, so if residents can get their meds and groceries in one trip, it's a plus.
So it's more of an experience. It's definitely not just here's some food. It's working with that patient, making them feel wholesome, making sure that there's this essence of dignity to everything, and ultimately improving their health.
While the St. James Food Pantry is for Newark residents, the program has since expanded to other hospitals in Jersey City, West Orange, and New Brunswick. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Is a break from the heat on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Clouds will increase tonight. The humidity will be back on the increase as well, with a couple of showers, perhaps even a thunderstorm late. Lows within a few degrees of 70. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Not as warm as recent days, but it will be humid. We will have quite a few showers around, perhaps even a thunderstorm, and there could be ponding on roads and in poor drainage areas with any downpour. High temperatures 80 to 85, and a few more showers and storms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It's 84 degrees in Berkeley Heights, 89 degrees in Manalapan, 85 degrees Salem. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance is small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com, and by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Fantasy Island Amusement Park on Long Beach Island is celebrating 40 years of fun. For hours and info, visit them online at fantasyislandlbi.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.